This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, March 27, 2024. We'll finish 21b, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, the third section. It is the green text. Sorry, it is the blue text. Just kidding. So Amar, right, we wanted to know, how do we know the language, the word allele is a language of clarity. So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Kra. Right, so we have a pasuk, Imrod Hashem Amarot Tehorot, right? The sayings of Hashem are pure sayings. Kesef Tzaruf Ba'alil La'aret, right? It is like purified silver, right? Into the clarity of the earth, Mizukak Shivatayim, that it is purified seven times, right? So let's leave aside exactly what that pasuk really means. But what you see there is, right, this, right, removing all of the impurities, this clarity, is the word alil is used, so that's where you see it. Now we have Rav and Shmuel, right, Chad Amar, right, one said, Chamishim Sharei Bina Nivru Ba'olam, there are 50 gates of wisdom. V'chula Nisnu L'moshne Chaser Echad, all of them were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, minus one, you got 49. Shenemar, because how do we know? Because it says v'tachasreu me'at me'elokim, right? You're just slightly less than a god, right? You've achieved all that a human being can achieve. You're that close, but me'at, you're a little bit off. Right? Then we say, right, continuation. So that's Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The other smartest Jew that we know, Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon. So bikesh kohelet l'mso divrei chefetz. Right, Kohelet was looking for divrei chefetz, right, words of the, you know, things that he wanted, etc. Bikesh, right, so here the Gemara reads that as bikesh Kohelet liyos kimoshe. Right, Kohelet, Shlomo wanted to be as smart as Moshe. Yatza bat kol ve'amralo, right, the heavenly voice proclaimed to him. V'chasiv yosher divrei emes, right, the Torah is straight, it is words of truth. Right, just in truth. What does it say in the Torah? V'lo kam navi od b'Yisrael k'moshe. Right, there will never again be a prophet in Israel like Moshe Rabbeinu. So either Rav or Shmuel said that. Now comes the dissenting opinion. V'chad amar, and one said no. B'neviim lo kam. As a navi, there's never a navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. But b'melachim, when it comes to kings, kam, there was somebody as smart as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a fascinating argument, was Shlomo as smart as Moshe or not. I'm not sure exactly what the ramification is, but interesting nonetheless. Ela ma'ani mekayem bikesh koheles limso divrei chefetz. But according to this opinion, right, Kohelet wanted to find these words. What was Kohelet looking for? If it wasn't to be as smart as Moshe, because he achieved that. So what did he want but not get? Bikesh Kohelet, Kohelet wanted, Ladun Dinin Shebalev, he wanted to, right, adjudicate matters in court in his heart, right, by his intuition. Shelo Be'edim v'shelo Be'hasra, he didn't want to need witnesses or warning, he just did. Right, he wanted to figure out what people were thinking. Yatza bat kol v'yamrlo, the bat kol came out and says, v'chasiv yosher divrei emes, the Torah is just and it is true. Al pi shnayim edim, right, the pasuk continues, yakum davar, right, it is only by the testimony of two people will we be able to decide something in court. And therefore, we need to, right, you can't figure out, did the guy mean it, didn't mean it? You can't figure any of that on your own. You need witnesses, they need to give a warning. You have to follow the proper procedures of court. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.